colony of a city-state called Miletus.
Leros a fost o colonie a unui stat care se numea Miletus.
And during the Ionian revolts,
și în timpul revoltei ioniene,
the king of Miletus called Anaxagoras,
regele Miletului numit Anaxagoras,
yes, came to this island and built a fortification.
Și a construit o fortăreață.
And later some temples were built.
Și după aceea câteva temple au fost construite.
But you did not see anything.
Dar nu se mai
except for a few pieces.
Cu excepția câtorva.
In the 6th century after Christ,
în secolul al 6-lea după Hristos,
the Byzantines arrive.
Au venit bizantinii.
They destroy the Acropolis.
Au distrus Acropola.
And they used the stones to build their fortification.
Și au folosit pietrele să-și construiască fortărețele lor.
Many pieces of marble were broken and made into sand.
Multe piese de marmură au fost sparse.
You mix with lime and make cement.
Amestecate cu
un fel de mortar.
They did not know.
Au devenit ciment. Ei nu știau.
Now,
pe vremea aceea cât de ciment.
Our island of Leros has a small problem.
Insula Leros are o mică problemă.
Leros, Patmos and Lipsos.
Leros, Patmos și Lipsos.
From the year 700,
din anul 700
to the year 1087,
până în anul 1087,
we have no history.
Nu există, nu aveau istorie aceste trei insule.
We know that Patmos and Lipsos were uninhabited.
Știm că aceste trei insule, Leros, Patmos și Lipsos,
Leros maybe a few.
Poate Leros a avut câțiva locuitori.
The reason?
Motivul nu se cunoaște.
God knows.
Dumnezeu știe.
But some people say it's the black plague, the pest.
Unii istorici susțin că a fost ciuma neagră.
Others say piracy.
Alții spun că din cauza pirateriei.
Arabii.
But here, well, not yet. But here in Leros we have another word.
În Leros se consideră.
Leros is a low island.
Flat.
Many of the bays were swamps.
Multe golfuri erau mlaștini.
Mosquito?
Țânțar.
Malaria.
Malaria.
Yeah. One thing I thank the Italians, one thing, when they came here in 1912, they imported thousands of eucalyptus tree from Australia. And it took care of a problem. One thing I thank the Italians. In the year 1087,
Hristodoros Latrinos,
who founded the monastery of Patmos,
care a găsit a descoperit mănăstirea din
received this castle,
a primit acest castel
and properties.
Și proprietățile din jur.
But unfortunately, he did not use the castle.
Dar din păcate nu a folosit castelul.
And due to piracy,
datorită pirateriei,
he left Patmos,
a părăsit Patmos,
where he died in Evia.
Și a murit în Evia.
The castle goes back to the Byzantine state. Now, at that time, after the Battle of Manzikert, Byzantium is falling apart. Until the Johannites, or the Knights of St. John, come here in 1311, everybody came to Leros, almost. Let me see. The Saracens, the Seljuks, Turks, the Normans, the Nicene Greeks, Byzantine Greeks, Genovese, Venetians, and a Spanish pirate called Caballero. Everybody except for the Vikings, and they came to Romania, I think. You know? Now, in 1311, the Johannites come. Now, Leros is one of the only two islands to make a revolution against the Johannites. In 1318, some Larians killed the Johannites here. That was a bad decision. They sent our first German here to take care of the problem. Albrecht von Schwarzburg. Yes, well, I have other names that are funnier. He kills 90% of the population of Leros. And the other 10 were sent to Rhodes as slaves. In 1385, they begin to build our castle. Our second German, Hessel Schlegelholz. He rebuilds the upper fortification. It was expanded in 1445 by Fantino Guerini.
A fost extins castelul în 1414.
Rebuilt in 1492 by Philippe de Guidon, doesn't matter the names. And finally finished in 1511 by Emery d'Amboise in Ponts de Our. The knights were here until December 1522, where they abandoned the castle. Rhodes had fallen to Suleiman the Magnificent. Now, Leros did something smart. We surrendered. Sharia law says if you do that, you're given privileges and rights. That's why throughout our Ottoman period, the 350-some-there years, we have very little to say. There were no Turks on this island, nor Patmos, nor Samos. We paid our 10%. And they left us alone. There were some families, of course. Now, we have many stories to tell you about the knights. We know that the castle was attacked at least 9 times.
Se știe că acest castel a fost atacat de cel puțin 9 ori.
But never was taken.
Dar niciodată cucerit.
I would like to tell you one story.
Dorește să spun o poveste.
Unfortunately, I only have one source.
Din păcate, există doar o singură sursă.
A Frenchman named Leroux. But I like to tell the story anyway.
Leroux, dar oricum va spune povestea.
And this is for you women.
Și mai ales pentru
noi. It is not for the men.
Nu este pentru domni.
Men, listen and learn.
Domnii ascultă și învață.
In the year 1506,
în anul 15,
there was a pirate called Nietzsche.
A fost un, what, a
pirate? Nietzsche, a pirate, Nietzsche.
A pirat, un pirat pe care îl chema Nietzsche.
He brings a force of 500 pirates outside these walls here.
Care a adus o armată de 500 de pirați.
And he lays siege to the castle for 5 days.
Și atacă castelul sub, deci castelul este sub asediu aproape 5 zile.
Now, again, tell you, I only have one source. It might not be true. On the third day of the siege, he sends a message to the knight and to the men here,
who are,
saying, surrender. We promise we're not going to kill you. Your women will not be violated. We're going to use the island for the summer and we're going to leave. Yeah, sure. Liars. But anyway, the men and the knight had a discussion. And they came to the conclusion that they're going to die where they're going to die. Why not surrender? And take our chances. They were ready to surrender. But when the women of the castle heard this, they had their meeting, and they went back to the men and they said, no. This castle will never be surrendered to these
Castelul nu va fi predat acestor pirați.
So they sent the men somewhere where they played cards and watched football on television. Mind you, there's no television by then. And on these walls here for 2 days, with a few guilty men, I'm sure, they kill 100 of those pirates by throwing stones, bad words, bad baklava. Now that in itself is amazing. But you have to understand, in Islam there is no greater sin of a woman killing a soldier. They were so humiliated by these little Greek ladies that they abandoned the siege. The reason I tell this story, when we read history, we always hear about the men, about the soldiers, about the knights. You never hear about the women, very few. About the sacrifices that they did to protect their honor and protect their families. You don't hear that. And I think it's time that we acknowledge, even in Romania, in the worst of times, when you were attacked by the Cossacks and all that. You were attacked by the Cossacks. Yeah, you were. And the Mongols, too. The women kept the family together. And they should be thanked. May God bless their memories. After that, we speak of destruction.
După aceea, vorbim de distrugere.
In 1648, the Venetians,
venețienii,
Leonardo Foscolo, he is chasing a Turkish ships,
urmăreau niște vase turcești,
but he cannot catch them.
Dar nu a putut să le captureze.
He sees the castle,
asediază castelul,
and he says, let me bomb it. And he fires a few shots, a few, but one bomb fell on the house of the commander, a Turk, and kills his daughter. The man was so devastated that he surrendered immediately. But the Venetians, God bless their souls, they said, I don't want to leave army, so let's devastate the castle. And they begin to bomb it, destroying the houses inside, the towers. And they left. In 1771, our very good friends, the Russians, bombed the castle. Orlov. 1943, of course, the Germans. Now, in 1912, of course, the Italianos come. I will stop here because I have a negative view of the Italians. They attempt. You want me to continue?
Yes.
Okay. In 1912, Italy had a battle with Turkey in Libya, where they defeated the Ottomans, and they take the Dodecanese as bounty, as a prize.
Au atacat turcii în Libia și au cucerit Dodecanezul.
Not legally. They were willing to negotiate some islands back to the Turks for for economic benefits in the Levant and in Asia Minor. But when the First World War broke out, Italy was allies with the Austria-Hungarians, the Kaiser, and the Turks. Now, I love Italians, but they have a small problem. In any war that they have been in, they change sides at the last moment. They go with the winning. Now, I understand the reasons, but we're not going. So they went with the British, the Americans, and the French, whatever they were. So in the Treaty of Lausanne, they begin to cry. But look at the blood we spilled for the war. Give us something. Well, this wasn't decided until 1920 in the Treaty of London, where we became Isola Italiano de Egeo. We were not a colony anymore. In 1922, Mussolini. Mussolini says the island's Italian forever.
Insula este italiană pentru totdeauna.
Rhodes is rebuilt. Kos.
Rhodes, Kosul a fost
reconstruit. Not Patmos. No. Kalymnos. Now Leros is their military center.
Leros rămâne un centru militar.
The port of Lachi is the second best natural port in the Mediterranean. They begin to build. Billions and billions of liras were spent. A lot of money. Now, when the Italians came to Leros, Lerians, oh, happy, una faccia, una razza, same face. They bring us work, everybody was working. But then they started getting crazy. In 1935, Mussolini says, why are these people Greek? They must become Italian. So Greek schools were closed. Business from Greek to Italian. My father, as a little boy playing football in street, and carabiniere hear them say bad words in Greek. Carabiniere slap! You say bad words in Italiano! Now, excuse me, maybe this is my grandfather's fault. My grandfather was the numero uno fascista on this island. My grandfather. He's a Greek, but he fascista. After the war, he said, me fascista? No. I'm never fascist. But then he said, yeah, necessary to feed the bambinos. Okay, that's it. When my father left Leros in 1945 to go to America, the boy write very little Greek. His Italian was perfect. Now, why should I worry? In my house in Houston, Texas, I am from Texas, the first years of my life, 10, my father never played Greek music in the house. Carlo Guti, Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra, opera. Oh, opera. I swear I will kill somebody if I hear opera. Anyway, my father changed. He even sent me to Catholic schools.
Pater,
Jesuits. Okay. Yeah, it's a big trauma. Okay. Now, why? If you came 30 years ago, people speak in Italian. Many people say if it was not for war, I probably speak in Italian now. Now, but the war happened.
Dar războiul s-a întâmplat.
Italianos change sides again.
No
more Mussolini.
Nu Mussolini.
Now, everything would be okay.
Totul va fi în regulă.
If somebody leave his nose out of Dodecanese. This man, this island is called Churchill's folly, his arrogance.
Insula este numită aroganța lui Churchill.
The Prime Minister of England, called Winston Churchill,
prim-ministru Angliei, Winston Churchill,
goes to the American general called Dwight Eisenhower,
îl vizitează pe Eisenhower,
and he says, oh, look, we have new allies in Dodecanese. 30,000 Italians here. Give me airplanes. Give me assistance, and we attack Germany through Balkans. We bring Turkey into the war, open the Bosporus, break into Romania, and cut off the oil. But the American says no. We will attack Italy, and Italy it was. But Churchill says, okay, I do by myself.
Atunci Churchill a spus că va face singur totul.
He fortifies the islands.
Fortifică insula.
But he had no airplanes.
Dar nu are avioane.
The Germans bomb and all the islands like dominoes fall.
Germania au bombardat.
Except for Leros.
Au bombardat insule cu excepția Lerosului.
Now, this is 5 seconds in Stalingrad, but more bombs have fallen on this island than any place in Greece except for Creta. There is a mountain across the valley. There is a cross there. That is the last position England held in the Second World War in Greece. The Germans were here from 1943 to 1945. We have nothing bad to say about them.
No,
there were no... They executed a few Italians, but that's okay. No, see, the reason that I am upset...
Motivul pentru care este supărat.
In 36 years,
în 36 de ani,
the people of Leros accepted
Leros
the Italian culture. Many became Catholic.
Mulți au devenit catolici.
But all those years before,
dar toți anii anterior,
with the pirates, with the knights, with the Ottomans,
cu cavalerii,
these people kept their religion, their language, their culture.
S-au luptat și au păstrat cultura.
In the worst conditions a man could imagine.
În cele mai rele condiții pe care cineva și le poate imagina.
And in 36 years, because the Italians bring us money, we speak by an Italiano. I do not agree with that.
Renunț la religie, la
cultura, anyway, limba. The British were here from 19 Britain came 1945-1947. They wanted the port of Lachin as a military base, but Turkey and Russia were making problems. So, in 1947 we were ceded to Greece. And this morning when I checked the internet, we still are Greece. About after the war, I don't know what to say. A lot of buildings were misused.
Multe clădiri au fost prost folosite.
During the Greek junta, there were communists imprisoned here.
Mulți comuniști au fost, da, au fost
incarcerați. But the worst of all,
dar cel mai rău,
we had insane asylums here for mentally ill.
3,000.
No, a hospital is other word. Gulag, it would be better.
Gulag ar fi fost mai bun.
But those days are over.
Dar aceste zile s-au sfârșit.
Yeah. Now, I'm not. You probably know what a business icon is. But we, I follow the teachings of St. John of Damascus. He is my after the iconoclastic wars. he writes exactly what an icon is. An icon is a two-dimensional image. A Byzantine icon. It is non-humanistic and non-naturalistic. It is a window. We do not pray to the image. We pray what is beyond the image. The Old Testament is clear, thou shalt not make images. And we know that, we Orthodox, we know that very well. But we have the New Testament, the Gospel of John, the unknowable God, the Word of God became a human. He walked on this earth. He probably enjoyed a beer, watched football. So why cannot I paint the humanity of Jesus? You can. But then you have a bigger problem. How do you paint the divinity? How do you paint God? You cannot. So what do we paint? From the light of the icon, and by your prayer, inside your heart is Jesus Christ, or the saints, or whatever. The image is just to help us contemplate. We do not worship images. We venerate them. But then something became different. After the fall of Constantinople in 1453, the center of art moved to Crete. And many artisans will go to Italy, France, Spain, and bring back a new style. And that is called the Renaissance. Icons became art. An icon is not art. An icon is not art. It's a vehicle for prayer. This man here, this icon is heretical as an Orthodox. Why? Because God is painted. You do not paint God. God is beyond human understanding. We cannot contemplate the existence. Maybe a hand was accepted. This image here is a black Virgin Mary from Russia. Now, black, of course, means sorrow. I have other explanations, but I'm not going to give it to you because you're going to get angry with me. This image here. I am from Texas in the United States, I told you. If you ever go to Mexico and you walk inside a church and you see Jesus upon the cross, you're going to get sick in your stomach about the amount of blood, the amount of suffering, the amount of pain. We Orthodox do not agree with this. Because for us, the passion of Jesus Christ is not the crucifixion. It is the road to the crucifixion. When the last nail goes into the wrist, we're waiting for the resurrection. That is the basic premise of our religion. The resurrection of Jesus Christ. The pain is over. That's why when we see Jesus dead, he gives you the impression that he is asleep. Now, this is not docetic. It's not docetic, but the passion is over. And very little blood is to be shown. Now, two angels have come to help Jesus. But they cannot help him. The will of God is different. But they're waiting. Maybe God will change his mind. In the meantime, one angel has covered his eyes and the other one has folded his arms on his chest.
icoane sunt reprezentați doi îngeri, unul și acoperă ochii, iar celălalt are mâinile încrocișate pe piept, deci nu pot să văd patima Mântuitorului.
Can I ask somebody to get my little tablet that's on the table? I use it for my... Now, in the 17th century, the Russian iconographers begin to cut the cross at an angle.
Iconografii ruși au început să taie crucea marginea...
Not for perspective, but they want to tell you that there's two men here. We do not see them, the two thieves. Now, except for the Gospel of Mark, the two bad men. Except for the Gospel of Mark, where both of them were not nice to Jesus, I think Matthew says that one asked for forgiveness. He is going to go to heaven, and the one who is not is going to go
down.
Well, we Orthodox do not believe in a physical hell, but he's going to go down. We Orthodox do not believe in a physical hell and a physical heaven. Our heaven is to be close to the love of God, and our hell is to be further away as possible. Now, the city behind you is Jerusalem.
Orașul din spatele crucii este Ierusalim.
Why does Jesus have his back to the city? Because he is the scapegoat. He has been rejected by the Jews.
Din cauza că a fost rejectat de evrei.
Că stă cu spatele
Țapului Ispășitor. Considerați Țapului Ispășitor.
Now, I am going to get a little bit graphic now. Forgive me. You'll notice that Jesus is standing on a platform. This did not happen.
Asta nu s-a întâmplat.
Crucifixion is to die of suffocation.
Crucificarea este o moarte prin sufocare.
The upper part has to lift the weight of your body, where eventually your lungs will collapse and you will die.
Partea de sus trebuie să susțină întregul corp, plămânii cedează.
A horrible death.
E o moarte groaznică.
The nail probably went through the wrist. Probably. And we found evidence in Israel that it went through the Achilles heel.
Și există evidențe în Israel că a intrat și în călcâiul lui Ahile, pedonul lui Ahile.
9 inch, bend your knees.
9 inch.
Horrible death.
Genunchi înduiți, o moarte groaznică.
Jesus died in 6 hours.
Domnul Hristos a murit în 6 ore.
Why would iconographers do this?
De ce totuși opinia
simbolism
este menționată această platformă?
The crossbar has four corners. 1 2 3 4. The footstool four corners. 1 2 3 4 8.
Platforma pe care sunt
8 is a mystical number.
Pictate picioarele are
8 means a new beginning. Because God saved 8 people from Noah's ark.
8 înseamnă un nou început.
8 means resurrection. Because Jesus showed himself 8 times to his disciples and to the people. The 8 beatitudes of the Sermon of the Mount. Blessed are the ones who... The 8th letter of the Greek alphabet is Theta, Theos. So you see, there's an explanation. Now let's go to the difficult parts. We have the Holy Virgin with her two relatives. The one in red is probably Salome. The other one is maybe Maria, wife of Cleophas. St. John, the Roman centurion, and back we have a Jewish Pharisee. Now, what makes his image unique is this little small girl. That is Maria Magdalena. We have never seen Maria Magdalena before as a little girl. And we want to know why. Now, I have asked some historians, and they say, we put the most important figure bigger, and the least important smaller. But what? Least important? What are you talking about? But then she is a hero. So what else? Then they say it means humility. But then we Orthodox ask humility towards what? And then we have the answer. This is influenced by the Catholics. Maria is because she's humiliated because she is the penitent prostitute.
Maria este smerită pentru că este.
But we have a problem here. We Orthodox have never called Mary Magdalene a prostitute. Never.
No.
Ortodoxii nu au numit-o.
She is a saint. She is the apostle to the apostles. Pope Gregory I in the year 571 made Maria Magdalena into a prostitute. She never was a prostitute. She was made into a prostitute. Now, tell the Father, excuse me. I'm going to go into some historical analysis. Do you know that in early Christianity women once held high positions in the early church?
Știți că la începutul în creștinismul timpuriu femeile de fapt au avut o poziție de conducere?
Do you know that there were teachers?
Știți că erau profesoare?
There were apostles?
Apostoli.
They opened their homes for Christians for churches to be built?
Și-au deschis, au pus casele lor la dispoziția bisericii pentru ca aceasta să fie construită.
But something happened.
Dar ceva s-a întâmplat.
Now, many Christians where I'm from in Texas, they say, well, the Bible is clear.
Mulți creștini din Texas spuneau că Biblia e clară.
A woman is inferior to man.
O femeia este inferioară bărbatului.
And we asked them, where do you find this information?
Și i-a întrebat, unde găsiți această informație?
And they'll tell you things from the Old Testament.
Și au zis că vor spune ceva din Vechiul Testament.
But then they'll tell you, they'll give you two letters written by the Apostle Paul.
Și apoi au menționat două epistole scrise de Sfântul Pavel.
Timothy and Titus.
Timotei și Titus.
In those two letters,
în acele două epistole,
Paul says women should not speak in church.
Pavel spune că femeile nu ar trebui să vorbească în biserică.
You have no authority over man.
Și că nu au autoritate asupra bărbaților.
You, if you have a question, you must ask your husband after church.
Și că dacă au vreo întrebare, ar trebui să îi întrebe pe soțul.
And other things about anti-women.
Și alte lucruri care sunt cumva împotriva femeilor.
Now I'm speaking as a historian now.
Acum ne vorbește din punctul de vedere al unui istoric.
Out of the 14 letters of Paul in the Bible,
dintre cele 14 epistole,
seven of these we know that Paul wrote.
Știm că cele 7 chiar sunt scrise de Pavel.
5 we have 90% that he wrote.
Despre 5 dintre ele doar 90%.
But there are two letters that he did not write.
Dar două dintre ele sigur nu au fost scrise de
Timothy and Titus.
Chiar cele două.
And how do we know this?
Și cum știm asta?
Because if you read Timothy and Titus,
pentru că dacă citim pe Timotei
and you compare it to, say, Corinthians,
și dacă le comparăm cu
the grammar, the style,
stilul,
the words, the thought is different.
Gândirea, toate sunt diferite.
He is speaking to a priest.
El vorbește cu un preot.
There were no priests when Paul was alive. It was a charismatic church.
Și pe de altă parte atunci nu erau preoți când Pavel a trăit. Era o biserică carismatică.
Now in Romans,
la Roman,
Paul is talking about something and all of a sudden there's a paragraph, women shut up, do not talk.
Pavel vorbește despre un lucru și
and then he continues his thought.
Menționează că femeile nu ar trebui să vorbească.
That was added later.
Și se crede că acest lucru a fost adăugat mai târziu.
Why?
De ce?
Because in the letters of Paul,
pentru că în epistolele lui Pavel,
he praises women.
El de fapt laudă femeile.
Chloe and Phoebe, he calls them apostles.
El le numește pe Chloe și
he first addresses the woman, then the men.
Mai întâi li se adresează femeilor și apoi bărbaților.
Which is unheard of in Judaism.
Ceea ce nu
Așa ceva nu s-a mai auzit la
Evrei. Now in the Apocrypha we have the story of Thecla who want to cut her hair, but Paul says no, you're a woman, you're going.
Apoi avem povestea Teclei care vrea să-și taie părul, dar Pavel îi spune.
Paul is not a misogynistic. He raises women to a high position.
Pavel nu a fost misogin, el a ridicat femeia la rang înalt.
Now Paul's not schizophrenic.
Și nu a fost nici schizofrenic.
Somebody else added Timothy and Titus is much later.
A adăugat cele două epistole mai târziu.
Why?
De ce?
Because of the culture.
Din cauza culturii.
Aristotle.
Aristotel.
Women. Babies. Speed home.
Femeile sunt ca
niște babies. That's all your job is.
Adică să aibă grijă doar de copii.
You're not allowed to go to school.
Nu aveți voie să mergeți la școală.
You cannot walk the streets by yourself.
Nu puteți umbla singură pe stradă.
Except for Sparta, most of the Hellenistic world was like this.
În afara Spartei, ci restul lumii elenistice era la fel.
The Jews are even worse.
Evreii au fost și mai rău.
A woman is unclean.
O considerau femeia murdară.
Because every 28 days.
La fiecare 28 de zile. Pentru că la fiecare 28 de zile.
Most of the Mediterranean women were subservient. But guess what? This man hanging on the cross.
Dar acest om care
is the first feminist.
A fost primul feminist.
He is. I will give you three examples only of many.
Ne va da doar trei exemple din multe.
The Samaritan woman.
Samarineanca.
Now, Jews think of Samaritans as dirt. You do not speak to a Samaritan.
Samarineni murdari nu puteau vorbi cu ei.
You avoid them. You don't get away from them. But what does Jesus do at the water well?
Dar ce face Hristos la fântână?
He has a theological conversation with a woman who has been married 5 times. She is living with her brother-in-law.
Are o discuție teologică cu o femeie care deja a fost căsătorită de 5 ori și care acum trăiește cu
cumnatul.
And he demands to drink water from her bucket.
Și Hristos îi cere să bea apă din găleată.
A Jew drinking water from a bucket, Samaritan? You better go to the worst sewer in the world.
Un evreu să bea apă din
And mind you, water means knowledge. And she goes out and she also becomes an apostle.
Apa reprezintă cunoaștere.
The first Gentile.
Și ea asta a făcut după acest episod, a început să propovăduiască.
A woman who has been bleeding for 12 years.
O femeie care a avut
is walking the streets of Jerusalem and she sees Jesus and touches his garment and becomes well.
Se atinge de hainele Mântuitorului și se vindecă.
A woman who is bleeding walking the streets of Jerusalem and touching a rabbi?
Acest lucru de a merge pe străzile Ierusalimului.
That's not permitted.
Nu era permis, da.
But when Jesus turns around and the apostles were pushing him, he doesn't say bad things. He calls her my daughter.
Dar când Hristos o vede și se întoarce către ea, nu îi spune nimic urât, ci o numește fica mea.
But the most amazing story of all.
Dar cel mai impresionant,
in my opinion.
When
Jesus goes to the house of Lazarus.
Când Hristos merge la casa lui
Lazar. And poor Martha, she's in the kitchen preparing the pastizo or something, the lasagna.
E o fată pregătită.
And she's working hard with it. And then she looks at her sister Mary sitting at the foot of Jesus being taught.
Și se uită la Maria, sora ei, și cum stă la picioarele lui Hristos.
She gets angry.
Se enervează.
She goes to Jesus and says, well, can't you see that I am busy? Tell this woman to get up and help me cut the pepperoni or something. But what does Jesus reply? Martha, come on,
Martha,
settle down. What Mary has chosen is the correct path to be taught. Not the kitchen. And other stories. But I cannot go to Bucharest and say these things. They're going to say, what? A woman and a man are equal? Your Jesus says this? You're crazy.
We agree with you.
He has many daughters.
Our father is on the same wavelength.
Okay. He says, you're crazy. Go away.
O să spun, adică cei din București o să-i spună că e nebun.
So early church fathers who were educated in Platonic and Aristotelian philosophy, and the monks who wrote and changed the Bible, they did not agree with Jesus.
Ei de fapt nu au fost de acord cu Hristos.
They agreed with the culture.
Da, din cauza culturii. Jesus actually made a balance between.
Yeah, of course. There is no Jew, there is no Greek, there is no slave, there is no free man, there is no woman and no man. He didn't say that, but okay. Da. We're all equal under God.
Suntem cu toții la fel în fața lui Dumnezeu.
Mai din partea mea că are o gândire ortodoxă.
Our father says that you have an orthodox way of thinking.
I am orthodox.
Yes, but not everybody thinks orthodox. Yeah. Because we are all, I mean, with the name, but not in the way in which we think and perceive the faith.
Do you have time for one more? I have to go on that side.
Where is the room?
You're going to go in the church. Okay, just
5 minutes. And I hope Father agrees with me here. This icon is the oldest image in the museum. It is a 5th century depiction of a 15th century depiction of the descent of Jesus into the underworld.
Este din secolul 15 și îl arată pe Hristos coborând.
Now, we also call this resurrection, but now, why this story? Now,
which
century? 15th.
Așa,
it's old. Now, the Bible says
Biblia spune că
that the 3 days that Jesus was in the tomb,
în cele 3 zile în care Hristos a coborât,
he goes to the underworld,
da, în moment, a coborât,
where he preaches to those who were sleeping from the time of Noah.
Și acolo le vorbește, le propovădește celor care,
din adâncuri.
Da, din,
but that's all it says. He preaches. But then in the 4th century, some Orthodox theologians begin to ask questions.
Dar in the 4th?
In the 4th, yeah.
În secolul 4, unii teologi ortodoxi au început să se întrebe legătură cu acest lucru.
One question was,
o întrebare a fost,
the good people who lived before Jesus Christ,
oamenii buni care au trăit înainte de venirea Mântuitorului,
when they died,
când au murit,
where did they go?
Unde au mers?
They didn't have the chance to hear the word of Christ.
Nu au avut șansa de a auzi cuvântul Mântuitorului.
Now, the Romans, most of them,
majoritatea,
they believed that when a person died, finito la musica.
Ei cred că atunci când o persoană moare,
others, though, believe that you went to the underworld. The underworld, Sheol.
Sheol.
Now, the 3 levels, but most people went to Hades. Now, please, Hades is not hell as we think of it now. It's a place of nothingness.
Hades nu e un loc, nu e rai, iadul așa cum ne imaginăm noi.
You could be dead for 1 hour.
Poți să fii mort de o oră.
100,000 years, it's the same thing.
Sau de 1000 de ani.
There is no time.
Și același lucru, nu există timp.
You walk like a zombie.
Umbli ca un zombie.
You have to drink the blood of someone to remember who you were.
You have to
drink the blood of
someone. Trebuie să bei sângele cuiva ca să ții minte cine ai fost.
But the father said, but the good people,
da,
don't they deserve to hear the word of Christ and become Christian?
Cei cu oamenii buni, nu merită ei să audă cuvântul lui Hristos și să devină creștini?
Well, the Bible does not say.
Biblia nu spune acest lucru.
So where do we go? We go to the Apocrypha. We find the answer in the Gospel of Nicodemus, which is also probably a copy of the Gospel of Pontius Pilate.
He
did not write them. There it says that Jesus goes to the underworld, he preaches and forgives.
Acolo zice că Hristos coboară la ea și
we have our answer.
Predică și iartă. Deci avem un răspuns.
So, what do we see here?
Deci ce vedem aici?
Jesus has broken the doors of the underworld.
Hristos a spart
into the shape of
St.
Andrew's cross.
Și este o cruce.
In the darkness, in new icons, you see keys.
În zona întunecată,
you see locks.
Se văd chei sau lacăte.
Sometimes you'll see a man tied in chains.
Alteori se vede un bărbat.
That is Satan.
Legat în lanțuri, acela e Satan.
When somebody tells you that Satan is the king of the underworld,
când cineva vă spune că Satan e regele,
he's not.
Lumii.
He's a prisoner.
Nu e adevărat, el este de fapt un prizonier.
He will be released in the second coming.
Și va fi eliberat la a doua venire.
His demons are the one that does the bad things now.
Demonii lui sunt cei care fac acum lucrurile rele.
Who is the first person that Jesus will pull from the underworld?
Care e prima persoană pe care Hristos o scoate din
It is Adam from the Old Testament. I'm sorry.
Adam din Vechiul Testament.
Now, I said, usually we see Adam as a very old man.
De obicei îl vedem pe Adam ca pe un om foarte bătrân.
Although there is no time, they do that to show you that he had time to think about his sins.
Chiar dacă nu mai există timp, sugestia e aceea de a arăta că el a avut vreme să se gândească la păcatele lui.
Jesus does not take him by the hand, but he pulls him by the wrist.
Hristos nu-l ia de mână, ci-l trage de
You need Jesus's help.
În creatură.
Jesus is the one who is saving you.
E nevoie de ajutorul lui Hristos pentru că el ne salvează.
The second person is Eve.
A doua persoană e Eva.
We have forgiven Eve.
Noi am iertat-o pe
The Virgin
Eva.
Mary is the new Eve.
Fecioara Maria e noua Eva.
We have her sin, but not as a person we have forgiven her.
Dar ca persoană am iertat-o.
On the top we have a little boy, that is Abel, the boy who was murdered.
Undeva deasupra e Abel, care a fost omorât.
Now Cain is not here because he is a murderer. He has to wait for the judgment.
Cain nu e aici pentru că el e ucigașul și trebuie să
He's not a good person. He's a murderer.
Judecată, deci nu e o persoană bună.
On the other side of the icon,
în cealaltă parte a icoanei,
we have, depending on the iconographer, here we have three kings or prophets from the Old Testament.
Avem trei regi sau profeți din
Vechiul
Testament.
You name David, Moses,
David
Solomon. David, I don't know if he's David's not a good man. whatever.
Nu se crede că a fost așa de
Saint John the Baptist.
Sfântul Ioan Evanghelistul.
And this little boy here.
Moise.
That is Peter from Constanza.
A woman din
That's Peter from Constanza.
Ah, okay.
That is Mary from Patmos, George from Luckenbach, Texas, Luigi from Domodossola, Italia.
Orgine.
All the good people.
Toți oamenii buni.
They hear the word of Christ and they become Christians and they are saved.
Ei aud cuvântul lui Hristos și sunt mântuiți.
Now, this is where the resurrection becomes.
Aici e locul unde învierea are
loc. Now, by Jesus touching Adam,
prin faptul că Hristos îl atinge pe Adam,
he goes to the beginning of time.
Merge la începutul timpului.
And poor Luigi, about 30 minutes ago, he drank a bottle of vodka.
Și Luigi, care acum
and he crashed into a wall and he died.
De minute a băut o vodcă și odată
But he was a good boy.
A murit, chiar dacă era un om bun.
He's also going to be forgiven.
Și el va fi iertat.
From the beginning of time to just now.
De la începutul vremurilor până acum.
This is now. Do you know this story? Now this is
There
where.
There is another group.
I don't know they're going. as long as you leave something for the castle, I'll be more than happy to talk until tomorrow morning. Now, Father, forgive me, but this story is not only Christian; it is universal.
Deci acest lucru nu e doar creștin, ci e și universal.
If you go through cultures all over the world,
dacă mergeți la diferite culturi din lume,
and you look into the mythologies,
și vă uitați la mitologia lor,
you'll find almost the same story.
veți găsi aproximativ aceeași poveste.
Of the superhuman God, man, king, prophet, he goes to the underworld, he defeats death and comes back as a victor.
Supraființa care coboară la iad.
Quetzalcoatl, Krishna, Hammurabi, Baldak, Osiris, many. And we ask ourselves, how is this possible?
Și ne întrebăm cum e acest lucru posibil.
Well, it is possible.
E posibil.
Because I begin to ask questions.
Am început să mă întreb.
Is there life after death?
Este viață după moarte?
And Christianity comes in a very opportune time in the Roman Empire where many people did not believe in the afterlife.
Și creștinismul ajunge într-o perioadă foarte propice în Imperiul Roman când oamenii nu mai credeau în viața după moarte.
And you know why people did not believe in the afterlife?
Și de ce se întâmpla lucrul acesta?
Because today was the problem.
Pentru că ziua de azi era problema.
A woman has to have 5 children to keep the population stable because 3 of your children will die.
O femeie trebuia să aibă 5 copii ca să țină populația, pentru că de 3 dintre ei se zicea că vor muri din cauza bolilor.
There is an abscess in your tooth. You think there's antibiotics? There is nothing.
Dacă era doar un abces dentar, nu există.
War, famine, hunger.
Era foame, de războaie.
Am I going to be thinking about tomorrow?
Și nu puteau să se gândească la ziua de mâine.
But Christianity, Jesus Christ comes and he says, hey, excuse my French, life sucks.
Și se gândeau, viața nu prea merită.
But have faith.
Dar aveți credință.
And you will be rewarded.
Și veți fi
for people who did not have the tomorrow.
Pentru oamenii care nu aveau ziua de mâine.
And this is one main reason Christianity survived and became the biggest religion in the world, because it gave you that little hope.
Acesta e motivul pentru care creștinismul a rezistat, pentru că a dat speranța zilei de mâine.
Now, I'm going to finish now. But many people come to me and they tell me, all of this is a bunch of blah blah.
Mulți oameni vin și spun că sunt doar aiureli.
This is all stories.
Doar povești.
Science is the one who...
Știința e cea care...
But I always ask them one question.
Dar întotdeauna îi întreb un lucru.
Okay, science.
Bine, știința.
What happened 5 minutes before the Big Bang?
Ce s-a întâmplat cu 5 minute înainte
they
de
say,
Big Bang?
Know.
Ei nu știu să.
Well, if you don't know that, you don't know this either.
Păi dacă nu știi acel lucru, nu știi nici asta.
Have your faith.
Aveți credința voastră.
And one day we will find out.
Și într-o zi vom afla.
God bless you.
Thank you.
What's your name?
George.
George. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Wish you very much.